in this age of AI, and you knew I was going to go here at some point.
God.
Yes. So how can an artist differentiate themselves now that AI can basically create music with the push of a button? Like, it's hard. It was hard before, and now, and now we have this to worry about.
I think you touched on it maybe indirectly earlier in the connection, the spirit of creating and being a human. I think it is the dopest superpower that we have, and I do believe that everyone has it. It's just, you know, what level, what it's in, but just because it's not like music or visual art or dance or something, doesn't mean that you're not creative.
Welcome to Audio Branding, the hidden gem of marketing. Sound plays a more important role in human behavior and our decision-making than you may realize. In this podcast, I'll help you understand the art and science of sound so you can better influence others in business and your life. I'm your host, Jody Krangle. Let's delve a little deeper. Here's the second part of my conversation with Justin Artis.
If you're good in creating your music, you're good at putting the album together, or EP or single, then figure out where you need to focus, right? And I have another thing that I say over these years is like, and this was for me, you know, talking to me first, right? What good is it when you're talking about, oh, I want royalties, but you haven't signed up for your PRO or you don't have a bank account?
That's a business thing that people need to pay attention to.
Exactly, right?
So, or, business-wise, though, like, what would you suggest an artist make sure they have behind them before they get that success?
Well, I think we probably all heard this, right, in some webinar or masterclass, but having a system, right? I feel like I'm relearning that even more so now for myself. And it doesn't have to so-called be like everyone else, right? Like, what works for you, but having a system. I think a big part, Jody, too, is knowing who to have amongst you. You know, we talk about having teams, and I won't lie, man, getting a team together is difficult, okay? It has not been easy for me. Yes, I have met some great people, shout them out. But to like put it all together, oh man, you know, it's hard. So, but I think you have to be keen on knowing who fits with you, the synergy, energy, not just what they can do, right? I mean, we hear the stories all the time. I grew up, you know, hearing all types of stories, and you still hear them now. And certain things you can probably look back and be like, yeah, I saw the red flags, but I wanted to get the song done. I wanted to, right? So I think trying to do the best you can with getting the right people is key, even wherever you are now, before the hit single, whatever the case is that you're going for. And then obviously having the basics in order. So your PROs, you know, all the different registrations that you can have, maybe should have.
Can you explain a PRO before we get too far in the weeds here?
Yes.
I know what it is, but I would like the person listening who may not to understand.
I'm sorry. Yeah. We know we don't like people giving initials or what is it, acronyms or whatever.
Yeah.
But yes, performance, royalties, rights organizations. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's your BMI, ASCAP, and those guys.
That's how you get paid,
That's
guys.
How you get paid. Royalties on the back end. You might hear that phrase, right? For when your stuff is played on these different avenues and, you know, obviously streaming.
Songwriting royalties are different from the performance royalties, right?
Yeah, so that is definitely something that even recently I learned that most people even now don't know that, yes, you get royalties for the song.
The distinction is difficult.
Yeah. But you can even get paid for when you perform, and there's a process of just registering the songs that you performed at said show, So,
or
yeah.
If you're the songwriter and someone else performs it,
that absolutely,
you still get paid.
Which is the part that I think when I started, that's what I was like, that's what I want. Right?
Yeah.
Like I want that, especially like in hip hop. I love seeing people sample. I don't feel that I'm the best at it, but I always say like, I want to be the musician that's being sampled. Right. So that's what I'm always striving to do. But yeah, making sure that, you brought up something that just hit me. It's split sheets. Now that one is so for all my listeners, your split sheet is, you know, basically your document that shares what the percentages are for you and your collaborators. Of course, it's easy if it's just you, which I know most of us are often doing, right? But you have your producer, maybe you have another songwriter, that's three people. You want to make sure you have your equally splits or whatever share that the producer says they want, you guys agree to. Do not do that after the song is out. The headache, which I'm sure you can just Google. I mean, I think there's some stuff that happened this year. I can't remember exactly who it is right now at the top of my head, but they're feuding about that. And so I always tell
people, I'm sure it happens all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to make sure your splits are in order before you start creating. I always like to say, I want to get the paperwork done so we can just work. Right. I don't want to think about later. Wait a minute. What percentage did you say you wanted or what? And then, you know, they call it the Nashville splits, where it's just equally how many people you just equally split it. I think that's the best way to do it. But whatever you do, just make sure it's in order. So, again, to answer your question, I think contracts, split sheets are just, I typically say that when I bring up the word contract or agreement and you like flinch or you, it's just a negative reaction, lets me know that you're not ready to work flat out, because no one knows where things are going to go. But we should all be believing that it's going to go where we want it to. So if that's the case, why not have it in order so we can just work? But a lot of people still, I think I've seen it and just experienced a lot of people still, it's like they're scared, but then talk that they want it all and they want to be famous and they want to have millions of fans. And it's just,
I think creative people have an aversion to business in some senses. Mm-hmm. And I, unfortunately, in this day and age, especially with streaming and how hard it is to get yourself out there, I don't think you can afford to have that split anymore. You can't. You have to run your music like a business. Be creative.
Absolutely.
But your business is making music. It's a business.
You guys heard it here first.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, it's the same with voiceover. I can't just be, you know, creative actor. I have to pay the bills.
Yep.
So 100%. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that I think creatives could learn in that aspect of being able to handle numbers, mm-hmm. being able to mm-hmm. understand how a business works,
yep.
how what you put out is what you have to take in at mm-hmm. least, mm-hmm. or, you know, what are you spending your money on
mm-hmm.
at the very least? Keep
yep.
track of that.
Yep.
You know,
I know I'm not the only plug-in junkie, right?
Oh, yeah. So, no, you're not.
forgive the term, but, you know,
yep. I gearhead, there's yep. tons of those. Yeah.
Yep.
What's the next mic we need? Yeah.
Yep.
What's
and
the
I think,
best audio interface? Where are they at?
I think you're hitting something again that I want the artists that I work with, and hopefully I represent in the artists that I am, is the confidence to be that business. Not taking away from the dream of getting signed and all of that, but to your point, yeah, that really is old school. It doesn't mean it can't happen, but for those of you that don't know, like, the advance is a loan, you have to pay it back, and it's not just free money. If it was, I mean, all of us would be
oh yeah.
you know, trying
and
to get signed, and
it could take years to pay that back.
Yep.
Like 20 years ago.
Yep.
Nowadays, when you're making like 0.001
yep.
cent on a stream,
yep.
how yep. long does it take to pay that back?
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's
and
crazy.
It's not easy. So trying
no.
to just be confident and not shy away from those conversations is what I want to bring folks that are ready for it. Because sometimes, as you know, Jody, they aren't ready for it. People talk a good game and they think just because you can sing well or go viral that everything else is just going to kind of line up. And to your point again, you're a business. And so you have to line that up, right? And it's sad to see that a lot of people, I mean, I guess like when you take the leap to do music, you got to kind of take the same leap at the same time that you're doing business, right? And I wanted to say this too, in the times that we're in, there's so many ways to make a living.
Can you mention some of those? Because I think people need to hear them.
Man. And you guys, I'm not going to hit everything, but you can be as creative as you want these days in doing so. So like for me, sync licensing was a big ordeal. I've been focused on that the last 5 years, but in my, yeah, I mean, probably knew about this when I first started. So yeah, roughly 20 years ago. But at least when I started as an artist 15 years ago, I knew that I wanted to get my music in TV, film, and whatever. But I didn't feel like I was ready. I didn't feel like I knew my sound. And, you know, now that I see how the game is, like, you got to make sure you can, because deadlines are quick and, you know, you have to know what you're doing, be set up as a business, right? Knowing your workflows, who you're working with, all of those type of things. But that, I think, is one that I share with the artists to lead with, because if you can create music, you have your setup, sync licensing can help afford you to create that album that you want to make, right? It's not a quick scheme, though. It does take time, right? What else? I mean, obviously, I think branding and brand deals is another big one that we often see, but don't think that you can't partner with a brand until you are an A-list artist or have a hit single.
Actually, in that aspect, and again, what we talk about here a lot, audio branding, if you can get in touch with someone who is doing advertising and you can write them something original,
Yep. Wow.
Like, Yep. And especially if you get known for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's how Theo started.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So Theo and his people were making music mm-hmm. for advertising.
Yep.
And then it kind of went to there.
Spiraled into it.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Michael Dargy, author of Brand Jitsu. Move your brand from meh to memorable. And you're listening to the Audio Branding Podcast, a great place to learn about how powerful sound can be. If you want to understand how to harness that power in your own life, keep listening.
So there's a lot of ways that you can be an artist and create original stuff
yes.
for the advertising
yep.
industry.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
that sync licensing for film and, mm-hmm. and TV doesn't necessarily tap into. It can, but
yeah. It's like two different worlds.
But it's part of an audio brand.
Right,
and
exactly.
It's yep. original,
yep.
you know? If it's
yep.
something that is just for that brand mm-hmm. that can't be used for anyone else, then
yep.
yeah, that's a great way yep. to get some funds.
Yep, funds, get your creativity out there.
Yeah,
custom yeah. songwriting, like theme songs, very similar, again, sync, right?
Yeah.
But what I've experienced and what I've done is just, as always, I've just done the work. I find the artist and like, oh my gosh, I love you. I would love to help. How can I help? This is what I do. In the same right, I've done that, you know, with independent brands that are just, you know, either starting or haven't been around or whatever the case is. And, you know, then you get to a point where I'm so grateful where people will reach out to you and you can build a relationship there to do that. So I think there are so many ways outside of, hey, I make music, I got an album, will you stream it? Like those days, and I'm talking about producers too, because another method, you know, and there's platforms, guys, that you can Google to find on how to partner with brands or do the whole branding thing, but producers, just reach out to people on social media that you like and say, hey, can I create exclusive music for you? So you have your own trending sound, right? And so like I've done that a few times now, and it's just in the Jody on the ways. I don't think there's really just a wrong way now. There never was, but you know what I mean? Like now that things have changed with technology, apps, and all these different things, I really think you can be as creative as you want, regardless of what you do in this business. And I think there's enough people, quality people, that are doing something that, yeah, your definition of success may differ, but I just want to eradicate people thinking you got to be signed to make it or to make a living.
Yeah. That's an old school way of thinking. I don't know that okay, maybe I shouldn't be saying this in public, but I'm honestly not sure what a record deal will get you right now. Like how could they do, I mean, maybe they can get you in more places, but if you go viral with something on the internet, what did they do? What could they do? What more could they do for you is what I would be curious about.
Well, I would just say to answer that, on the good part of it, because I know we all know stories, right?
Yeah.
For me, I think it's just about the support, the manpower. If it's right, I think there is a load that is taken from the artist. However, there's more on the artist in a sense, right? Because now you have to live up to this viral post, right? Now you have to live up to writing your next song for a car brand or what have you, right? So for me, and even in my time of looking and hoping maybe I could sign to a label, regardless of like how big or small, but it's the manpower, the right people that, you know, you kind of, it's like what prepackaged with the team, so to speak, right? And that's what artists most of the time want. But to your point, you can build that too, right? So it's not the end all be all like it used to be. Now you get to dictate that. And you still do if you're with the label, but, you know, don't be fooled by the shiny stuff that they throw out.
Yeah. It definitely is kind of, it draws parallels in my business to being in the union or not being in the union.
Okay.
And, you know, that there are some things that the union will get you that definitely are beneficial, but you could build all that yourself as a non-union and pretty much do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are two ways of coming at things. I would think, and maybe I'm wrong about this and maybe you can correct me, but I would think that if you're with a record label, they would be the ones that would be better at maybe planning a larger appearance as a live appearance, like live performance.
Yeah. I would say that, but again, to your point, when you're operating as a business and you have the confidence, like I said, I have been able to be in spaces that I didn't have a label, I didn't have a manager that were, you know, that was doing the pitching for me. I was the one writing the emails. I was the one that was researching and deciding, hey, I think I could fit this bill. Let's go for it, right? So yes, that's ideally they have the access, right? You want them to have the access. But I think over the years that I've been doing this and had some experiences, I think you just want people who aren't afraid to do the work to make it happen. I mean, there's people obviously we've seen in music that are where they are as A-list artists because they did have the team. But if you talk to them in the beginning, they didn't know what they were doing, right? They felt like they could figure it out, and they did. And so to your point, I think it is preference, timing in terms of, you know, does this really work? Does this benefit me now? And then again, confidence can I really do this on my own? We know, Jody, some people just, they just want the easy way out. They want, you know, the glamour of it all. And that's cool. But I think there's some things that come with that, that when you do it yourself, and though it may take longer, though you might get burned maybe more. I don't, you know, I think there's all variations of this. But the biggest thing, when you own it, when you put that work in, when you can look back 15 years from me and be like, man, I remember when I couldn't even rap, like, or when I was writing poetry, playing guitar, and people were looking at me funny. And now I do it confidently, whether you look at me funny or not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you can go from that, there's a different pride in your sound, in the way you do business, the way you build with people, that I would like to see more artists focused on and know that they can do it, right?
Yeah. So, the confidence is really important.
It is. Definitely. It sounds so simple, but...
Well, I know, yeah. But that's what draws us to artists, really. It's their confidence when they're creating. Yep. Whether or not you have that full time, when you're performing, the confidence needs to be there.
100%.
So, yeah.
100%.
But in this age of AI, and you knew I was going to go here at some point.
God.
Yes. So how can an artist differentiate themselves now that AI can basically create music with the push of a button? Like, it's hard. It was hard before. And now,
we
have this to worry about.
I think you touched on it maybe indirectly earlier. Mm-hmm. In the connection, the spirit of creating and being a human. I think it is the dopest superpower that we have. And I do believe that everyone has it. It's just, you know, what level, what it's in. But just because it's not like music or visual art or dance or something, doesn't mean that you're not creative, right? I had a lawyer tell me one time about just contracts. It was like, you have to be creative in getting what you want, and achieving, you know, both sides, right? So it's a tough topic because for me, I didn't really plan on trying AI. And then when I finally did, I was like, oh, snap, this is dope. But then you have all the implications and impacts, you know, outside of just how it's being done and who and what it's affecting. And so, to me, it's very sensitive, but I will just say this, when it's done right, and there are platforms that are trying or doing it right, making it better, paying the creative for the training that's being done and all that type of thing, it is a dope tool. But I don't believe that artists should even get that thought that it's going to replace you, or just the negative thinking of, I know what it's doing. I know what's happening. I know there's platforms that, yeah, they can make a whole record, but come on, man, it's not human, right? And just look at it this way. I'm a man that I don't want to walk in fear of this. So those are the people that I just won't work with. Right. You know, I want to work with people that want a human touch, that, you know, want the thing that I do. And so I have this phrase that I don't know, maybe like 8 years ago. And I think it applies in the same way, is that Jay-Z can't be just an artist. And so it's just taking this notion that, yeah, one of the greats, right, in music, he can't be me. So AI can't be me either. It can try. And it's pretty good. You know, I done seen some things just in the last week that I'm like, oh my gosh, this is pretty insane. But it can't be you. And so I think with things as fast as it's happening, and the legal aspect is still trying to catch up to figure it all out, like, there's still so much. But in the simplicity of it all, it's a tool that I think, when done right, is very useful. But artists, creatives, we still got to be us. We still have to just believe, like, the human aspect of what we do, that can't never go away. I don't care regardless of what is happening now, what could happen. Like, it just, and maybe that's just my belief. That's just where I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize. So
yeah. You know. No, we all have to keep our own head on our shoulders about this. But yeah, I've talked to a lot of people about that particular subject. And Stephen Ridley's answer to that was really interesting. And I highly recommend that you listen to that episode if you get a chance. That two-parter is quite something, because he has only recently started putting his albums out, like putting an actual music album out as a recording. He's a performer, so he goes on stage and that's how he performs. He performs live and that's all he does.
Wow.
And if you miss his performance, you missed his performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that to me is like the ultimate of warding off AI, because yeah. No one, an AI can't do that. Yep. At least not now.
Yeah. Right.
It's probably changing 2 weeks from now, but but at least now. And something about that live performance, there's a soul in that live performance.
Yes.
That just comes through in a human-to-human connection. Mm-hmm. And you don't get that in, you know, something that you can make with a button push.
Yep. Absolutely.
So yeah, it's a tough question, and I think it's going to get even more tough the more months that pass, because AI is getting better all the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm in the same position, right? I'm a voice actor. If someone could press a button and replace me. But the point is that they're going to spend 3 hours making the inflections right, or an emphasis somewhere that they really wanted, that the AI can't figure out because it's simulating humanness. It's not a human. Or you could just hire me for 10 minutes.
Exactly. You know, like, me too. That's another space that I'm navigating.
Exactly.
In voiceover. And it's there's no, like, again, there's nothing like human relationship, human activity. That just, I don't care how good it gets, and it's pretty doggone good. But we gotta fight for that aspect. Like, it can be alongside, and I know that, you know, it's not just music. Like, everyone is, things are changing for everyone, regardless of the industry. But I just hope there's enough of us that fight it, where it's like, you know, dare I say parallel, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not so much that we just be like, oh, take it. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, I think, again, just having the thought can change where this would really go or not go. And so.
Well, I mean, I would rather have a robot do my laundry.
Come on now. I've been talking about that for a while. Then,
yeah.
Do my house stuff.
Then write songs for me. You know?
I mean, do those things. Like, make it appropriate to what?
Make it easier for me to write songs.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what that's what we should be focusing on, y'all.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you enjoying this podcast? If so, it would really help me out if you'd give it a review. The best place to do that in written format is at the bottom of the audiobrandingpodcast.com page. And if you want to do that in voice format, there's a link in the ending paragraph at the top of that same page. I would so appreciate that. It helps me to know what you'd like to hear more of and why you're listening in the first place. As podcasters, we rarely know who's actually listening, so it helps me to know that I'm not just speaking into the void. Thanks for that. And now, back to the show.
I want to ask you like, what you're working on now that you can talk about, if you're interested in sharing that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the health is always in front. And I say that because it's, I'll be honest, Jody, sometimes I don't want it to be, right? I'm a guy that just, I love to do what I do, even when I was working the day job and spending, you know, 6-8 hours a night, like most of us do, crafting is what I call it. So, I want to get stuff done. I want to see the growth. I want to put in the work. But in the same light, I have to make sure that, you know, dealing with my chronic conditions, that I'm okay, that I'm pacing myself. And I'm in a different place just in the last few months, where the trauma, the pain, the discomfort, all these things. It's like, okay, Jay, you still have a focus, you still have a mission, but man, we can't even do it like we did last year, right? So I'm just trying to be sure that I take care of myself in that light. And it's like, I am, but it's like, you got to move differently. I can't do 10 things on the list.
You have to give yourself some grace.
Yeah. And it's still very hard because yesterday, I'll be honest, I had a day of like, I'm getting 5 things done. And I think I only got to 1 because I had to rest. Right.
But at least you got to 1.
And that's what I'm telling myself and being very okay with, right? Mm-hmm. So it starts there. I am definitely been more active in the sync world, you know, adding on more representation. It's one of those things, guys. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? So now you got to be careful when you do this because then you still have to do the work, right? But just recent opportunities that I feel like will help me grow and put me in position to get more placements and, you know, get paid through, I think, one of the greatest things that we've invented, you know, in terms of that. Cause you don't have to worry about the marketing. You don't have to worry about the this and that. You can just write the songs, get the feedback, change it, send it. When it lands, yay, right? What else is going on? Well, I guess the biggest thing, due to my health, I have made another pivot to really focus on my coaching program. So it's a 12-week leadership coaching program that a lot of stuff that we talked about, we will be covering. Obviously,
so from not teaching to teaching.
Right. It's funny you say that because I noticed that I teach without even knowing it. Right. Because I'm just that open. I want to see people be better. Just like I want my listeners, when they listen to my music, I want you to grow from, you know, the place that you are. So, you know, it's a 12-week program that's centered around, you know, being sync ready. Like that's a big thing that I'm leading with and will continue now that I've seen how it works. And I, you know, I'm still learning too, but man, it's, I'm getting paid for beats that I made in like 2006. Okay. So.
Wow.
It's a beauty, right?
Yeah. That's nice.
What
do you want to share the URL? Do you have a place where it is?
Yes. So you can check it out at jastinartis.com/the-artis-pro-lab. So it's called the Artist Pro Lab.
Okay. Can they get that from your main page?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I make it
because that'll
easy.
Definitely be in the show notes. So
yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, if people are looking for that other aspect to growing their business, being a business, being confident about it, maneuvering, you know, PR and your brand, you know, making sure things are cohesive, you know, and just building opportunity for yourself without a label. Yes, please come talk to me because my biggest thing I think now is just, again, leading a new generation of creatives, believing that they are leaders, and operating like it, right? Not being shy about it, not, you know, I think it's one of the greatest jobs we have. And we don't get enough respect, man, you know, for what we do. So I want to be the one to definitely help change that, right? There will be new music coming, probably not by the end of the year, but we'll see. Stay tuned. You know, I'm working on my 13th album, so that's kind of like, wow, I can't even believe I'm saying that.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. So I was going to ask you what you would advise to aspiring musicians, but you pretty much just outlined that. So I'm going to pivot a little bit and ask you why you think sound is important.
Mm. Wow.
I know it's a big question.
It is. Well, first I'll say, to kind of conclude everything to the first question, the initial question is just be you. And so why sound is important is because the frequency of being you, no one can be. And so, you know, you mentioned this earlier, like there's science behind it, right? But even if we didn't have the science, I know it. I feel it. I see it. I've experienced it, you know, for myself, to other people, like listening to my music, me listening to other people's music, like there's just a connection to sound, which is frequency, that it's necessary. I mean, it's like breathing, you know, it's like the other aspect of breathing. Like there's a sound to breathing, right? So like it literally is everything, and it's tied to what we do and how we do. And I think I just take it as a blessing and an honor to be able to have been aware and then working with it and around it and, you know, all these different things, from literally people and relationships like you and the team here to actually creating songs with my little old guitar, right? So I think the more that we acknowledge that it is important, that there is a connection to it and for us all, then I don't know, I think things can be better, and things, you can put whatever, you know, air quotes, put whatever you want in there.
I would agree with that. I think that's a good place to end things on.
Yes, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Justin. This has been a great conversation, and I wish you every success with your music and with your course, which I think people will find very valuable. And good luck with the sync licensing and all that comes with that.
Thank you. It was an honor and a pleasure. Shout out to you and your team.
Thank you. You guys are
amazing. It's like my new binge now. I gotta stay tapped in because it's real, but there's so much depth to audio branding. And so I just want to thank you for what you are doing, what you've been doing, and what you will do. Shout out to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And it was a pleasure having you here. So thanks so much.
Well, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, why not tell a friend about this podcast? It's available in all the usual locations. Until next time,